Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lee and Haley Overtime Podcast. Lee Cruz, along with Haley Harmon. And today's podcast brought to you by Shun Li Chinese Cuisine, which is available for you in downtown Lexington, Kentucky.
So good.
You can call 859-309-0305, either lunch or dinner. Make a reservation. Go by, have some of our favorite Chinese cuisine in town. It really is our favorite.
Mm-hmm. It really is so delicious, guys.
Yes, we love it.
Yeah, you actually tried to go there last night.
I did. I was walking there, and then I realized I had to go someplace else. Shun Li is located at 111 Woodland Avenue. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance, you should try it. Take your significant other or go with a group, maybe a stranger. That's what I was hoping to do. Invite someone along the way. Where are you walking to? Why don't you follow me to Shun Li?
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Is that why you walk so much downtown? Because you're like, I gotta meet these people.
Yeah, I don't care who I meet. You know, let's go. I love walking, as you know.
Yeah, that is something I've really enjoyed. I mean, you, if you don't mind me talking about it, you walk a lot now downtown and everything, mm-hmm. because you live in that area and where our office is and everything. But even so, I don't walk. Like, you're able to walk to work, as you shared, I think, last week on the podcast, which is so great. But the rest of us don't. We live further away. But I found myself, when I look at my step count at night, like on my Apple Watch, now that we live in kind of a downtown area, so we all work now. We're walking to lunch every single day. It's a little further walk from the parking garage to our office, longer hallways. I feel like I'm getting in a ton more steps every single day since we've been here. And it's nice. Just walking to and fro, you know, they always say, like, to get tons more steps in your day is, you know, picking the stairs, parking far away. I feel like unintentionally we're all getting a lot more steps in.
Yeah, I think so, too. I did, the last 7 days, 69,000 steps. That's 28.9 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
That I've walked, and I've gained probably 8 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. And why is that?
I really don't know.
You really, is 8 pounds an exaggeration?
No, I
don't think so. You gained 8 pounds?
In a week?
I don't
get on a scale. I just eyeball it.
Oh, okay. And, sure.
And I don't like, I mean, I legitimately hate the way I look. I mean, I hate it. Mm-hmm. And I can't stop expanding. Ugh. And I know other people suffer that. And mm-hmm. you know, as you get to a certain age, you just.
Well, there's so many things that go into it. You know, for a lot of people, if you don't have other health issues, you know, the simplicity of, if you're trying to lose weight, you know, calorie deficit, exercise more, eat less, you know, works for a lot of people. But there are sometimes that doesn't work.
I am by no means a workout fiend. I do work out, but not enough to become like a professional athlete.
Was that what you were trying
to do? Well, I mean, I think that's my only option to get fit again. Just doing extra and more is obviously not going to work for me.
Oh, you mean just doing extra and more, like working it into your day?
So I am going to have to dedicate, what, 3 or 4 hours a day?
What?
And I'm working 12. I don't have time. So it, you know, again, I could cut back on the alcohol. I don't need to eat as many carbs. I know those little things might help, but not to the degree. I mean, it's crazy the way I'm expanding. Mm. I may have a goiter. Because it just doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what are you eating?
Everything.
Okay. So no, we're not completely clueless you know what, as to what's happening.
I had one, what do you call the
churro.
No.
Footlong cookie.
Sushi. I had a roll.
Oh, okay.
And one roll. It was very healthy, I thought. Mm-hmm. The limestone from that place down there, that was pretty good. In Chevy Chase. I can't remember the
name. Oh, omakase.
Yes.
Omakase.
I did that. I was going to eat at Shun Li last night, but again, I got intercepted by some old buddies from college. So I ate at Malone's and I had a filet, Mexican corn, and a salad.
Okay. That's okay.
Four cocktails.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, that's where it gets
one of
you.
Them a White Russian.
Oh, Lee!
Heavy whipping cream.
Why am I expanding? I know, it's so hard. I wish, you know, God made the body as a wonderful working machine. You know, we're supposed to get food, which is fuel, and then it's supposed to fuel our bodies for the movement that life requires. Well, the era in which we live doesn't require as much movement for most people, unless it's intentional. Mm-hmm. And then food, we've just there's so, we as just humans have discovered ways to turn so many healthy foods into so many not healthy foods, but they taste so good. You know, I'm like, Lord, you formed our brains. Why did you let someone invent a white Russian and make it so damn delicious?
Well, they're good.
I know. And he loves us and we get this great pleasure from food and stuff. But then sometimes it's like, oh.
My favorite version, though, now is the bourbon bowl. It's a white Russian made with bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's made for that, more so than the vodka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's delicious if you haven't tried
it. Well, when I just think of the basics of a white Russian, it's kind of gross. Like, I would never think, yeah, let me put vodka with milk.
Mm-hmm. Or bourbon with milk.
Right. It just doesn't sound really good, but it's all the seasonings and the, so.
Blends well.
Yeah, so good. One of my favorite things, I mean, it was terrible, but one of the times that I was like, you know what, this will probably help a lot of people lose weight, is when I did lose taste and smell the first time I had COVID.
Yeah.
I had COVID back in fall of 2020 was the first time I got it. The second time I got it just last year, I did not lose taste or smell, but the first time I did, and I had it was gone for about a week, and I was pretty sick. So all I did every day, because I couldn't taste anything, so I didn't really care. I wasn't craving anything sweet or anything, you know, like anything. So I just, all I ate was like huge smoothies that I think that I just kept making in my Nutribullet that I think were 75% spinach. They were the greenest smoothies you've ever seen. Couldn't taste them at all. And so I bet if I could have tasted them, I bet they tasted like CRAP. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't taste them. And so I would just make these huge smoothies, 75% spinach, and just drink them, because I was like, well, I might as well eat healthy. And so if we didn't have taste or smell, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, but that's what makes it enjoyable.
I know. The Lord did give us the pleasure of food, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like anything good, there can be a little too much. But Lee, still, you walking this much is still so good for your heart, your cardiovascular health, your brain health. You know.
I'm a fat guy going to live forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I've been getting in a lot of steps lately. And I've been back in the gym myself, which I feel my best when I'm working out. You know, I grew up very into fitness and stuff like that. And then even into most of my adulthood, due to scheduling and things the last couple of years, I'd gotten off my workout game. And I've been back on it consistently the last couple of weeks. And I feel more like myself in the last couple of weeks than I have in a year and a half. Mm. You know, Lee and I were doing the morning show in addition to this show at ABC where we used to work for a little over a year.
That's when I actually started gaining the weight.
Yeah.
The way,
well,
I was not this heavy.
No.
As you recall.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got.
Oh, that schedule is horrific.
I got fit, but then I knew that would happen too. I knew it would happen because all you want to do is either sleep or eat.
Yes. If you're once, as soon as you get done with work, it's that exhaustion. Anyone that hasn't worked a swing shift, a second shift, a third shift, any odd shift when most people are home or asleep and you're working, it is so crazy. Like the exhaustion is on another level. The mental fog is on another level. The desire for comfort foods and a comfy blanket and no movement on another level. So, yeah,
where the fantasy for a normal guy would be, oh, what it would be like to be on a date with Gal Gadot. No, what I would fantasize about is, man, I wish I drove a sleeper truck. I could crawl in the back and take a nap. Mm-hmm. I was always thinking and craving and fantasizing about a nap.
Oh, my whole life was.
Because I was so exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting a spam call from Orlando, Florida. Hey, guys.
You should take it.
No, for a long time, that was Hilton calling me. I think I stayed at Hilton one time 5 years ago.
Do you want me to take it?
No, it's okay. And they always try to get me to sign up for some Hilton thing. And I'm like, no. Or they're trying to offer me a free trip, but really it's not free. They're like, cool, it's free, except for a $500 fee. And I'm like,
I talked to the lady once, remember?
Yeah, you did.
For the show.
Didn't you sing to her or something? Yeah, what was the deal, Nua? Like, yeah, I did let you answer this spam call once, and you kept her on the phone for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. She was calling about some like discount or reward thing that you
in
got
Orlando.
From staying there.
Yes, that's right.
And then Lee started talking here because it was Awkward Moments Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Lee started talking her ear off. It was fantastic.
Yeah, couldn't. And she was giggling but trying to be really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? He tried to be. He was pretending he was you. You remember?
Oh, that's right. You said, that's just my husband. When I was like, who are you talking to? Oh, yeah. You said, I'm Haley. Oh, yeah. Oh, guys, we got to find that clip and post it on our socials.
I think he said, Lee goes, I love Disney. You ever been to Disney?
Yeah.
No, I think I said I'd never been out of the state.
Because their question is, when's the last time you've treated yourself to a trip?
Well, I've never gone anywhere.
And you said, I've never gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and I said, but I love oranges. Don't you guys make a lot of oranges down there? Yeah, that should be as good as it gets. So a lot of these packages we do, we forget about them, and then, you know, something will remind us, and we try to throw it back on the show, because a lot of people, maybe they don't get to see every episode. So why not? Show it once, twice, maybe three times.
Yeah.
And now that, and for our Lexington, Kentucky audience, you know, we're hoping to get even more new viewers. We want to show them some of those great moments that we had, that where we laughed and had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just to wrap up that, I've been back in the gym, which is where I feel my most like myself. When I'm working out consistently, it just feels like the way my body is supposed to be run. And so I've just felt really good the last couple of days. And like yesterday, I had such a hectic day and I didn't even get to work out till almost like 9 o'clock last night. But I have a treadmill and like an exercise bike in my house, and I don't use them that often. My preferred method is walking or running outside or going to gym classes. I go to Cycle U in Lexington, and I love that place. But I'll get on those like when it's late or I don't have time or something. So I got on the exercise bike last night and I was stressed and not wanting to do it. But then by the time I got off, I was like, oh, thank God. Working out, for me, the best part of working out is as soon as it's over, the endorphins. Like as soon as I'm done, I'm like, oh, yes.
I just don't want to work out in front of other people.
Well, you don't have to. I was at home by myself. I didn't even let the dogs watch.
I thought you were at Cycle U.
No, I said I also have an exercise bike. I love working out at Cycle U. Yeah. Cycle U is accepting of every single person, everything like that, but it's primarily women that are there. Most of the time classes I'm in, it's either all women or just a couple
of
guys.
I should go there.
Maybe you should go there. But yeah, mostly I feel like working out in front of even other, it doesn't bother me. And I would never go in a weight room because I feel comfortable on a cycle in a cycling class in like a free weights room where they're leading you through like mat work or different things like that, because they're telling you what to do. If I was just in a weight room where I know nothing about weights and all that equipment, I'd be very intimidated. Because I'd be afraid someone's looking at me like, oh, she's doing it wrong.
I don't think I'd be intimidated. I just don't. Please don't come talk to me.
Oh, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Well, just put headphones on.
They still do it anyway.
And pretend you're on the phone.
I have headphones on when I'm walking downtown and I still get people yelling at me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind it. Here's what if somebody wants to say hello, I do enjoy that very much. And they say, this thing you did I thought was funny, or we love the show. I appreciate what you do. That's wonderful. But if you're just yelling at me, like from across the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what are you doing?
They just want to say hi.
I get it. And I shouldn't say I don't like it because that sounds like I'm an asshole. But I
aren't you though?
Yeah. Well, I'm not. I don't know how to react to that.
Just wave.
I do.
It makes you uncomfortable.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
Because you don't know what to do.
Well, because it's honestly, I don't know if they're actually yelling at me.
Oh, isn't that the worst?
Because now I look like a real weirdo.
Mm-hmm. Because what do they say? Lee? Hey, Lee. Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Can I have some money?
Yeah. Most of the time, someone says something to me, they say my full name. Haley Harmon. They'll say both. Oh, yeah. Randomly, people will go, hi, Haley. But usually, they say my full name. So then there's no question. I can't be like, is there another Haley Harmon in this room?
Yeah. But I do always go out of my way to say hello if someone does approach. And then I get, you know, oh, he was stuck up. He didn't talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
That has never happened where I've not spoken to someone.
Oh, of course not.
I promise it hasn't. But
people, there might be someone who hollered at you and you weren't aware.
Or maybe I didn't hear them.
What's going on with your hand?
I don't know. I'm getting a cramp.
Oh, okay. You've been rubbing your hands so aggressively.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, it cramped up.
You both have hand cramps?
Yeah. No, I was telling Caleb earlier. My hand is like cramping. It like hurts right in here.
Cramps.
That's it. You two got to go to the hand gym. You guys need to go lift tiny weights on your fingers. Mm-hmm. I got a hand cramp. Guys, I'm so proud of myself. We moved into this new office and we needed to get some shelving. Ordered it from Amazon. Well, of course, you got to put it together. Everybody on our team has been working so hard on technology and editing and equipment and other things and sales since we got here and producing. And so I'm the only person that kind of had some free time. So I put together all four of those shelves by myself and they look great. But all I had to do it with was those little Allen wrenches they come with. My right hand, by the end of... I did it over a couple of days. Thank God, because this hand would look like the little hand from Scary Movie, if you know what I'm talking about, had I not had a break. Because, I mean, oh my gosh. But I did it. The shelves look great.
I watched the what is the girls that they were part of the Lawrence Welk show, and Kristen Wiig has the tiny hands.
Yes, on SNL, so good.
And there was one where Will Ferrell was there singing in like a leisure suit, mm-hmm. and then you know he'd go through the girls and
yeah,
you know do that 1960s weird era of music that was trying to hang on to the big band era but trying to be modern at the same time, which was what made Lawrence Welk so fun, I guess. But when he got to Kristen Wiig, she does what she always does. She blew up the room, and it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But the real genius was Will Ferrell, mm-hmm. watching his reaction to her, because it sustained the laugh for a long time. You know, after she blows it up, and then they isolate onto Will Ferrell, and he's, you know, just disgusted by this person.
Yes.
And it was so mm-hmm. good. On the way to work this morning, I almost got teary-eyed thinking about when I first realized or appreciated, understood the craft of acting mm-hmm. to a certain degree was Tom Hanks mm-hmm. in Forrest Gump. And the reason that was so brilliant is here is this guy with a mental deficiency, mm-hmm. and he plays it straight through the entire movie. And what I mean by that is no self-awareness. Stupid is, stupid does. Mm-hmm. He never lets on that it bothers him or it hurts him mm-hmm. in any way. He's not self-aware of his own condition. Mm-hmm. That's what Tom's choice was to make you believe until that close to the final scene with Jenny. Mm-hmm. And Jenny says, "This is your son." And Tom, mm-hmm. for the first time, is vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And he's tearing up and he says, "Is he like me?" Mm-hmm. And I thought, that kills me, even now thinking about it, that he had put up this, so he made you believe he put up this facade.
That he didn't know.
That he didn't care what people thought.
Yeah, didn't care, didn't
know. That he
know.
Took the slings and arrows and he did yeah. all that. But when it, but he's such a good person that when you see, oh my goodness, is this little thing, because he loved Jenny more than anything, and now they've made a baby. Mm-hmm. Is he like me?
Yeah.
And it was just, oh.
I know. Yeah, that's
a,
yeah.
Won an Academy Award for it, and he should have.
He should have.
And a lot of people probably didn't want him to because he just won the year before in Philadelphia. Mm. But he got it anyway. Not since Jimmy Stewart has anybody done that.
Oh, back to back.
But man, is Hanks strong.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because he's a comic. First and foremost, now he'll say he's an actor, but that's a, he's a, at his heart, he could be a comic, because you watch the movie Punchline with Sally Field, who went from playing his mother in Forrest Gump to his girlfriend, mm-hmm. who's also pretty good herself.
Yeah.
Man, he's good.
So good. You know, and I was just in Savannah, Georgia recently and saw the spot where they filmed the iconic bench scene.
Right.
In Forrest Gump. Such a good movie. My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do you feel?
I'll tell you a movie that sucks.
Okay.
Civil War.
Oh.
Horrible.
The new Kirsten Dunst and
I mean, it's well produced. It looks good and it creates anxiety.
Yeah.
If you want to feel that the entire film, but I didn't like it. The characters aren't that redeeming. They make the dumbest choices. Mm-hmm. They're selfish, mm-hmm. and there's nobody to root for. And it doesn't make any sense. America is in a civil war.
And it's set a little bit in the future from now?
Maybe. It could be right now.
Oh, okay.
But here's what, it's the Western Front, or the Western Alliance is attacking the rest of the nation. It's California and Texas have come together with some others. Yeah, that's right. There you go. You lost
those
me.
Those two?
You lost me already.
I don't want to stereotype, but I don't feel like those two
How
states align.
How is California and Texas fighting essentially Washington, D.C.?
Because Arnold Schwarzenegger.
New York. Yeah, come on.
Connected with the Republicans in Texas
and Florida.
And then the former constituents of California.
So the Midwest is sort of neutral, but California, Texas, you know, and they've got the biggest population.
Right.
So they've got the biggest military.
Yeah.
The National Guard. And
sure.
then Florida and some of the southern states. And Nick Offerman is the president who's trying to, you know, win, but he's not going to, and it's closing in. But the movie's not even about that. The mm-hmm. movie's about photographers war photographers, Kirsten Dunst. Mm-hmm.
And then her husband is in it too. Plummer? Jesse Plummer?
Yeah.
I can't remember his last name. He was in Breaking Bad.
And then the older guy who was in Dune, he was in it. Mm-hmm. And then the kid who's in every movie now. He's a kid. He's probably my age, but he was in what was the Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, Flowers of the
Moon. Flowers of the Rebel Moon? No.
Rebel Moon. Wait, no, the Rebel Moon I want to watch.
No, wait, sorry.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my gosh. What was that movie?
The second one.
Oh, my gosh. It was up for Oscars?
The word flowers and moon in it.
I
screwed you up.
You really did.
That's on
the,
me.
And that fabulous actress that got nominated from it. Oh, no. Now you've stressed me out. Rebels? Killers of the Flower Moon. Bridget just came running in. Thank you.
Yeah, Rebel Moon is the
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Zack Snyder does.
Yeah,
that.
I separated Flower and Moon. You should never do that.
He's the guy that plays the FBI agent. He's been in a ton of movies. He's got blonde hair. Sort of heavy set a little. Not too much, but you know. But he plays a soldier in that. You'd recognize the guy.
Well, right? Let me look it up.
Okay. Anyway, he's good in it as a degenerate. It's a small role, but he's in it enough though.
Oh, it's first of all, her husband's name is Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, I guess he's in it.
Lee.
I don't see
a Rebel Moon is the opposite of the Death Star.
Yeah. Why are you bringing this knowledge to me?
Because you just popped in my head.
Rebel Moon is
the opposite of the Death Star because it wasn't the Rebels.
Well, they were trying to blow up that Rebel Moon.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Anyways,
yes, you do.
Dumb comment.
And you're gonna
I didn't get it because I don't know.
Yeah, everybody weigh in on how dumb that comment was.
Hey, let him.
Let him what? Learn. He's got to learn. Where is
You're talking about Jesse Plemons, her husband.
That's her husband.
Yes. That's who I said.
Let me see him.
That's who I said.
I did not know.
That's Kirsten Dunst's husband.
Well,
I talked about him.
The lead, though. But right. That guy's a good actor.
Yeah.
I see him all the time in everything.
He's in a lot of stuff. He's one of those guys he's been in a ton of stuff, from shows to movies to.
Well, I got to look him up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think they're married. If they're not married, they've been together a long time. I think they have some children together. They're a family.
Really? Well, he plays a horrible person. How do you spell his name?
Plemons. Read us some of his accomplishments.
He was in Game Night.
Game Night.
Yeah, I remember him in that. Mm-hmm. He was the Irishman. Mm-hmm. So Scorsese likes him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was in Battleship. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Civil War, as I said. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Rebel Flower Moon. Flowers of the Killer Rebel Moon.
Windfall. He was in Jungle Cruise.
Oh.
With The Rock.
With The Rock and Emily Blunt.
Oh, I love Emily.
He was in Breaking Bad as well when he was,
a
younger man. Started to be a good guy, then became a really bad guy and hurt my little Jesse Pinkman.
He was in that show, Black Mirror. He was also in American Made. He played the sheriff. No one has seen American Made yet. You got to check. Have you watched it?
No.
Tom Cruise is so good. He plays a real-life historical figure, a guy who was running drugs for Iran-Contra. Mm-hmm. And he was, and he had a fleet of airplanes working for the CIA. Well, Jesse plays the sheriff in the small town where he's trying to hide out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's been in so many movies. Well, I'm sure everyone's figured out who we're talking about now, but anyway. Friday Night Lights, he was in that. Yeah. He's good. I'm excited about The Fall Guy. I want to see that with Gosling and, speaking of, Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins. Okay. So how are you feeling this week, now that we're a couple weeks into the move?
Well, I'll finish that thought in a minute, but one just popped in my head. Okay. That is indecent, but I'll share it.
All right. Go ahead.
When I was a kid, my dad took me to the drive-in along with my brother.
All right.
To see Julie Andrews.
Oh, okay.
Who I knew as Mary Poppins. Now, I'm... 15, maybe? I don't know. Mary Poppins in a movie called SOB, directed by her husband, Blake Edwards, who's a genius. He did all the Pink Panther movies. I love Blake Edwards movies.
Oh, okay, okay. I love the Pink Panther movies, so funny, I love him.
Funny director, one of the best. Mm-hmm. She does a topless scene. Mary Poppins.
Julie.
Yeah, it's like, just pow, stands there for like an uncomfortable amount of time.
And you're like, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Spoonful of sugar. I didn't know how to feel about that at age 50. It was unexpected. I wasn't ready to see that.
Yeah.
You know, she was sort of a maternal figure. Mm-hmm. Now feelings are changing. What do I do with it?
Yeah. Yeah. What? I'm confused.
Yes.
I want to get into that carpet bag, just me and her.
I'm going to have to go buy the mandatory swing set they have at a drive-in, which is weird. They always have a swing set at a drive-in.
They like, do?
What's wrong with the movie? Can't you watch the movie? You
is it in front of the screen?
Yes.
Oh, so kids could play on it if they're not enough into the movie.
I guess.
Oh, interesting. We never went to drive-ins when I was a kid.
Horrible.
A human. I don't think I've ever been.
A child, I thought, this is the worst entertainment experience a person. Listen to the fidelity of these tin speakers they put on the window.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
And then, we're going to upgrade by running it through your stereo. You can listen to the sound on your own car radio, except it's an AM.
Oh.
Yeah, it's horrible. There's no fidelity at all. It's not THX or Dolby Atmos. Mm-hmm.
My name's Jesse Plemons, and I'm married to Kristen Tuss.
Why do we have to see an ad for Dolby Atmos? The theater I choose oftentimes is downtown, and before the movie begins, there's a 45-second, one-minute ad for Dolby Atmos.
They just don't get enough credit.
But it's not an ad. Like,
it's just letting you know.
Yeah, let me know.
Well, maybe it's kind of like at the beginning of movies where it's the production companies. Why don't you
tell me where
saw.
The water
like
comes
the kids
from.
Sitting on the moon, or the one that has like the ticker, not ticker tape, the film coming out, or whatever they are. I don't know. I'm trying to remember those opens from when I'd watch VHSs. Is that when I was a kid?
Yeah. It's so unnecessary.
And that is the soundtrack of your life when you're a kid, when you put a VHS in, and it's you get used to those certain opening credits. Not even opening credits, just the certain, like, I guess, stingers. I don't know, even know what they're called before the movie begins.
But
from all the production companies.
I mean,
like, I had those memorized. I knew as soon as the music started on one. I knew as soon as the visuals started. I knew which one it was.
Yeah. But why not show us your electricity provided by Kentucky Utilities?
Yeah. What, Noah?
I was going to say, a trend I'm happy that died off is credits before the movie starts.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was always hard to watch.
They had the fight. You know who actually started that? Was George Lucas, and he had to fight to get it because he wanted that opening scene, which we all love, mm-hmm. when you know Star Wars: A New Hope, with the rebel ship being chased by the big Star Destroyer,
the Flower Moon.
Yeah. He had to fight. I think it was a Screen Actors Guild because it's a requirement. You put the actors up front, you know. He goes, no, I'm not putting anything up there.
I just want to start the movie.
We're going to start with the roll, the pre-roll of A Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Yes.
And it went down to the wire, I think in some sort of court battle or something, but he won, and now you get to see the movies the way you like them.
Oh, okay. See, so I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the little tiny video clips that start, that's the production companies, you know, brought to you by Paramount Pictures.
And
it'll be the little video,
actually.
Little thing that,
those are usually like 5 seconds.
And it'll be, it'll be like DreamWorks.
They got the little kid fishing.
Kid fishing from the moon.
Yeah.
I think they stopped doing the Dolby Atmos thing, though. They probably do that because it's like, if you like it, you'll come back to other theaters with it.
Well, I think it's probably a deal Dolby did. Like, we'll take 20% off the speaker system if you run this freaking ad before every movie.
Yeah,
I'm
sure
it's some deal done like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Where am I going to buy a Dolby Atmos 25 speakers?
Wherever Julie Andrews' chest tells me to go. When I was a kid in Mary Poppins, and this may have been why I got in trouble for drinking the pink amoxicillin liquid even when I wasn't sick, was in the movie where she gave the children the medicine at night, the spoonful of sugar, and she'd say cherry cordial, and the flavors were all different. And I remember being like, God, I want whatever liquid is in that spoon. So when we'd be sick and we had the pink liquid amoxicillin, man, that shit hit hard. It was so good. And it would clear you right up if you were sick when you were a kid. But many a time my mom caught me hiding right there in the frigidor, just cracked open, and I'd open that little thing. And then it came with a little plastic measuring spoon that you poured the liquid into and it measured it. And then you turned it up. Oh, man. I was like, oh, I'm Mary Poppins right now. Woo! I never got sick ever. I had so many antibiotics coursing through my little baby body. I loved that stuff. They made it taste good so kids would drink it.
Now what happens? You break out in hives?
Oh, yeah. I don't even. Do they still make pink liquid amoxicillin?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you use children's medicine a lot?
No. Not my own.
I don't know if they make it anymore. If they do, awesome. But now I am allergic to amoxicillin. As
well,
I got
happens.
Older, it's the only drug I'm allergic to that I'm aware of. I get a rash all across my chest and my upper back, and it looks like hives. And then,
so Blake Edwards would not cast you.
No. He'd say, God, that's all we were going to show of you. Now we can't. You're repulsive. Yeah. And then same thing. And it goes all the way up my neck to like right here. So it's like neck, upper body, chest, this horrible red hives rash. And that's not the worst part. I get the same rash on the palms of my hands. And what's a rash's best friend? Itch. My palms itch like they are, like I have rubbed my hands vigorously on poison ivy. Like it is the most, and the more you scratch, the worse it gets. And there's nothing really to scratch. It's just the irritation feeling. It is so awful. And so.
So you drank so much of this, your body decided this is an invader.
We can't get it anymore.
So we're going to have to fight it.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to have amoxicillin pink cocktails anymore.
Yeah.
Eight-year-old
man autoimmune. Kick in.
Yeah, but no, I think I took amoxicillin randomly one time because I've had other antibiotics since then as an adult, you know, a Z-Pack here and there with a sinus infection, things like that. But one time randomly, a doctor gave me amoxicillin. I took it, and within 15 minutes, the rash came out and my hands itched. And I was on air. It's when I worked at WBKO in Bowling Green, Kentucky, my very first job in news, and I was the morning anchor. And excuse me, and I took it right before the morning show, and 15 minutes in, I was like, something is not right. I was like, I was convinced like I'd used a bad detergent or something on my clothes because all my chest was itching. And then all of a sudden my hands, I was like, and yeah, I think I made it through the show somehow, but it was muy uncomfortable.
Yeah. What was I about to say?
I don't know. I'd ask you a question. You said, I'll get back to that. But then you had to talk about Julie Andrews' areolas.
Yeah. That is singed into my brain. I'll tell you that.
She's a gorgeous lady. Remember?
She is a gorgeous lady.
She is. And I mean, an absolute legend. An absolute legend.
Yeah. We got some questions if you want to take them.
Let's take them.
And by the way, if you'd like to ask Haley or I about a topic or you want to ask a question, you can write to us at ideas@ LeeandHaley.com. All right, let's see what we got. If you got swatted, what would be the reason? Now, I don't know what this means, so you'll have to explain it to me.
So swatted
because I used to get swatted by a fly swatter.
Oh, see, my mom used a wooden spoon.
Nah, we had fly swatters a lot.
Fly swatters don't give the
sometimes
punch.
Sticks.
Yeah. A belt once or twice.
I never really got a belt.
We got a belt once or twice.
Because I think a belt would have had me turn around. And I would have said, no, we're not doing this.
Okay.
I don't find this enjoyable at all.
Oh, the others you liked.
Yes, I don't like that.
One time, this is so not okay, but I'm going to tell it because it doesn't matter now. When we were, I think in early high school, my friend's parents got divorced. And he was her stepdad. So this was her real dad wasn't in the picture. But so this was her mom and her stepdad. And they'd been married a very long time. So it was kind of like her dad. Well, they end up getting divorced. Well, then he comes back to visit for some reason later. And he had gotten into, she got married. He got into some weird, like sex club rings. Like some weird, like. Kind
rings.
Of fed like a sex ring, not like a sex ring. Sex ring is different.
What
excuse
is
me,
a
or,
sex ring?
Not a sex ring. It's a wedding ring where you promise to only have sex with him. No, I should have used the word ring. That's not appropriate. A sex club, like fetish, weird, not weird, like just
When you say club, you mean
like he got into like
there was a box
parties
of toys
where lots of people would be there.
Oh, okay. He's
and
a
kind
member.
Of,
he's
yeah,
a member
and like
of a sex club.
Yeah, where all these we'll people get together and do some.
Yes.
You know, maybe just, I don't want to say weird because no judgment, just some maybe non-traditional type things. Mm-hmm. And the mom caught wind of it because the step, now the ex-husband came to like collect money after their divorce or something, came over and he had, and her mom told us this because she's like, he's crazy. This is why we got divorced. He had all these bruises. He had on shorts and he had all these bruises down the backs of his legs, all the way down his ankles from being
beat,
like whipped and beat. And he had on shorts. And it's like, no shame to you if you are into those kind of things and it is consensual, you do you. But he came over and she was like, what happened to you? And he was like, oh, I think genuinely he didn't realize the bruises. But he was like, oh. But she was like, oh my God.
He forgot he had all those
welts. Yeah. And it wasn't like, oh, he fell down. It was like lying. Like, I think he'd been hit with a stick several times. I don't know. Anyway, they are not married anymore. And she's happy about it.
She doesn't have to beat a guy.
She doesn't have to beat him senseless.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that's what he's into. And that didn't work for her. But yeah, he came over and I guess thought she wouldn't notice, or maybe he didn't realize, or maybe he was kind of flaunting it. Like, well, look what I get to do now that I'm not held down by your sex wedding ring.
I get to get beat.
Yeah. So to each his own. Your likes are your likes. Just don't force them on anybody else.
I love this scene so much with Steve Martin and Bill Murray in Little Shop of Horrors, where Steve Martin is the dentist,
and Bill
Murray is the patient who has some sort of pain fetish.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to put in, Steve Martin's a demented dentist who likes to provide pain.
Yeah.
But he met his match. Bill Murray.
Yes.
Because he gets in there and start to like pull a tooth or drill, and he's like, oh yes. He's like, it's gonna hurt. Yes, I hope it does. Oh,
so weird.
I love those guys.
What was the question?
I don't know. Something about if you were swatted.
No. Something you said made me think about my friend's ex stepdad. Anyway,
this is where a SWAT team.
Oh, so SWATed, yes, is where you basically put in a fake police report. Like you call 911 and say
to get the SWAT.
You basically team. Okay, like if someone you don't like lives at 103 Main Street in, you know, God bless America, Kentucky. So you'd call the police and say, oh my gosh, someone's being held hostage at 103 Main Street.
Team would show
there's
up.
A child being injured that, you know,
right.
or you say something horrible is happening so that there'll be a huge response by police. But it's not where you are. It's where someone else is that you don't like for whatever reason, or you want to play a really bad joke on.
Yeah. So in several
people. So then
all
the police will show up at that person's house.
And this has happened in real life, and some people have been killed.
Yeah, it's not funny because police show up. They don't know it's fake. They are responding to what they have gotten
and
from their dispatcher.
The wrong scenario. They are trying to save lives and protect their own.
Yep.
So they could do some damage.
Yeah, people have gotten shot and killed at these things.
Yeah. Well, I see. This is why I should be on some sort of tribunal where I get to dole out the punishment to the person that called.
The person that called, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a thing that happens. Don't do it. If you're ever the victim of it, I'm sorry. Cut loose that person that did that to you and get your address unlisted. But yeah, so that's what it is. If I got swatted, it would be because... So why would someone want to swat me?
I can't think of a reason why anybody would want to swat me.
I don't know.
I think the question was more like, if you did something, what was the reason that, like, what you did? Like, not that someone called a SWAT team on you, but because they're actually there for a reason.
Not if someone's scared. If SWAT really showed up, it'd be because.
I'm a tickler. I'll say that. And maybe somebody got the wrong idea.
Help me. I'm being tickled too much.
I'm being tickled by this man. Somebody call the cops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, mine would be honestly, I have this fear, and my mom put the fear of God in us. I'm terrified of setting a towel on fire in my bathroom from my straightener or curling iron.
I know. You drive me nuts with that. You bought that little space heater, and it would set, you know, we move it so it's sort of facing the wall. And then Smokey the Bear, Harmon, would show up. We got to move that. Who put that there? Who put that there? It's like, it's not going to catch that wall on fire.
You don't know.
I do know that.
Lee, you
it would
don't
have to
know
sit
that.
There for hours. It's not going to catch the wall on fire. It didn't even have the sort of filament. Maybe deep inside that little box. It's not.
You've
gonna,
never heard a fire started by space heaters.
Yes, yes. Flammable material.
Then why not let me be cautious?
But not a wall.
I'm going to come to your house and light a bunch of candles and turn on a lot of space heaters. It'd
be the best night I've ever had.
Tickle time.
Try to get out of here now.
It's Nua calling for help. Lee invited me over for a meeting.
And he won't stop tickling.
He won't stop tickling me. And it's hot. There's candles and space heaters.
I used to hate my uncle. Yes.
This is
getting
about
ready
to get
for this.
Stories from the dark.
I don't know
farm.
If you're watching on YouTube. I am like so far down.
Why are you sliding down?
I don't know.
Chair?
I'm down here. What happened? I'm getting comfortable.
If you're just,
therapy session.
Yeah, if you're just listening on a podcast app, Lee just keeps sliding.
I
down
didn't know I was down there.
He was nearly completely laid out.
I was almost prostrate. Yes.
Which I my prefer dad, when people make the mistake
dad,
and say prostate.
My dad gets that mixed up all the time.
I love when people get that mixed
he
up.
Does.
I think it's more fun to say it wrong.
And he'll do it in a sermon at church, you know.
And I was laying
And you must lay prostate in front of the Lord. I'm like, well.
How about I just lay all of me?
I don't know. The Lord's going to like that. But what was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, my Uncle Bill, God rest his soul.
Yes.
Would almost make me throw up. He would tickle me.
Oh, I know.
He, and you know, he was 7, 8 years older than me.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God. Your grandparents were.
Yeah, oh, swingers. You should see the back of my grandpa's legs.
Oh, my gosh.
And they would. But he would hold me down and dig in my armpits and.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I couldn't breathe because I'm laughing.
You're laughing,
but you're not laughing.
Oh, that's the worst when you're laughing so hard, but you're miserable. So you can't, no one takes you seriously.
I hate it.
That's the worst. I'm laughing because I have no control because the tickle, it does tickle, but it's not funny. Oh,
and
it's
now
the worst.
I have to give that gift to myself.
It's not a gift. Isn't that the definition of the sentence, hurt people, hurt people?
Yes.
I was hurt by so the tickling.
I'm bringing the laughs.
The title of your debut, your autobiography, is called Hurtful Tickling.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So again, those are questions submitted by some of our staff members. If you would like to write in something and have us answer a question or anything like that, shoot it to ideas@leeandhaley.com. Also, follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley on your favorite platform. And tune in to the Lee and Haley Show weekdays. Check your local listings. We air in the state of Kentucky, our home state, in Lexington on Fox 56 at noon. We also air on WBKO in Bowling Green. We are in North Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi as well. We appreciate each and every one of our markets, our listeners here on the podcast, and our viewers on our TV show, and our partners at Kentucky Sports Radio. You can watch our podcast, the video version, on their YouTube channel each and every week. It drops on Thursdays.
And the podcast brought to you by Shun Lee Chinese Cuisine, which is open in Lexington, Kentucky, downtown. Call 859-309-0305 to make reservations for lunch or dinner. It's 111 Woodland Avenue in the heart of downtown Lexington. The best Chinese cuisine available.
Delish. That's it for us this week, guys. Have a great rest of your day. Great week. And we'll see you next week. Bye.